Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Consensus as he slams this one over the reach of Munoz. It's going to roll all the way into that back wall. Digging in, getting the wave around from third comes Rivas. The throw is cut off. Morel almost in a rundown. This throw gets away. He'll get waved around. There is nobody in the outfield. Can you believe it? The Cubs take a 3-1 lead. They create chaos here in Philly.
Morel lifts that one out to right. Base hit and a run will score. And Schwindel comes home. How about the bottom of the order delivering here in extra innings for the Cubs?
Come on, man. That's a stupid question.
Jimenez cranks one in the left. Back track. Ball is gone. Eloy goes yard. And the Sox lead 3-0. And now trail by one. Here's the 0-1 to Pollock. Down the third baseline and not handled by Clement. Sox are going to tie it as Vaughn comes home and take the lead as Abreu comes home. A.J. Pollock gets it done. Sox lead it 5-4.
That's a big boost.
Now,
oh boy, that ball is absolutely hammered by Yan Gomes down the left field line and gone. That pitch is hit very well again, and it is Yan Gomes Day in Philadelphia. It swung through, and the Cubs have swept Philadelphia out of the All-Star break.
In that game, there's a swing and a drive out into deep right. Reyes is back. He's at the fence. It's gone. It's a two-run homer. Leury Garcia. Swing and a drive out into left. Juan is back, and that baby's gone. Three-run homer. And A.J. Pollock delivered. And a swing and a blast. Deep left center field, and she's going to go. Eloy Jimenez has homered in back-to-back games. It's 6-0.
Why is it a stupid question?
Can anybody else answer that for him?
We'll get into all of it. Great to be back in studio with my friend Dion Miller. Hoodie's off for a couple days. Everybody getting their vacation in because Bears training camp starts tomorrow.
What is that about? I'm not ready. But good morning. It is so lovely to see you. You look rested and refreshed.
Ready to roll.
Let's go.
Had a good time.
Good.
Yeah, it was nice. Just do nothing.
That's my favorite thing.
It's the best. So the Cubs sweep away the Phillies.
Right.
White Sox split with Cleveland. So when that 19 game started on July the 4th, we thought this is their chance. They went, 10-9?
10-9.
Picked up a half game.
Yeah.
Now they this week's stuck, huge.
They're stuck in neutral. Well, how many times have we said this? Oh, here it comes. Here comes the turning point. But now they go into 19 straight against losing teams.
Correct. So they get today off.
Yes.
Two in Colorado, day off, three with Oakland.
So then why did we rest some players over the weekend? Like, why did people need time? Don't they have 2 days off and 4 days this week?
I can't answer.
Why are we resting guys for a postseason that may never happen?
Now, I know that Tim Anderson has said he has to get rest for his legs.
Right.
So,
well, same, but
it is what, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the White Sox split. And the Cubs sweep the Philadelphia Phillies.
Outscoring them 25-7.
Unbelievable.
You know what? Good for the Cubs. Who knows what's going to happen and how drastically different they will look by August 2nd. But gosh, let's let them have some fun before that all happens, right?
Well, okay, so we've got a week.
Yeah.
Next Monday's August 1st. Is that right?
I think. I don't know.
Okay, so next Tuesday's the deadline. So we got 8 days.
And they're going to be on the road.
Right. There is zero chance Wilson Contreras is here August 3rd.
No, right? Zero.
Which breaks my heart because I love that dude.
He's awesome.
I think there is a 30% chance Ian Happ's here.
I would say 30 to 40.
Beyond that.
Which that breaks my heart because I like Ian Happ in a Cubs uniform.
I love Ian Happ.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of guys, if you're trying to win, that you want on your team.
Totally.
So let's put this in perspective. We're hearing the Cubs are definitely going to deal Contreras. Strong chance they could deal Ian Happ. They could trade Marcus Stroman, Drew Smyly, David Robertson, name anybody in that bullpen.
Yeah.
And the Cardinals are the front runners on Juan Soto, apparently.
Isn't that gross? I mean, but that gives the Cubs time to, like, rebuild their team, I guess. I don't know. Cubs are not in the same conversation right now. They're just not.
It's just that.
And it's hard to. It is.
It's embarrassing.
It is. And here we are saying how much we adore Wilson and Ian. I mean, a year ago, it was the same fire sale at the trade deadline. It was so emotional. It was awful.
We don't have as many hero-type guys. Like, Ian Happ wasn't on the World Series team.
No.
Contreras is the closest thing to what we did last year.
Yeah, the closest.
So we'll know in 8 days. The White Sox, on the other hand, they have to make some additions. Rick Hahn talked about his main areas of emphasis at the deadline.
Enough pitching, and we're certainly not immune to that. Primarily in the bullpen. Obviously, Aaron Bummer has been absent for a while and is starting to make some progress, and we do project him to return at some point, but that's not guaranteed. So I would say bullpen's probably the most obvious need. I think if you look at our offensive and defensive performance over the course of the year, the performance out of second base and right field haven't quite been what we would hope. That said, if you look at what Josh Harrison has done since June 1st, and you look what Gavin Sheets has done since he returned from the minors, those both potentially could be solutions there. So we'll have to wait and see.
So does he make a blockbuster, and should they make a blockbuster?
They don't. I don't think they do. I think they are smaller moves.
No Juan Soto here.
No Juan Soto here. I honestly don't think that they are willing to give up what it would take to get a Juan Soto. I don't think they dislike the power that they have in the lineup and the way the lineup shakes out. When you know what they'll say is, when everyone's healthy, we believe we have everything here. Well, they have not had everybody healthy. Like, that just never seems to really happen. And on the other side of that, though, I just can't see them parting with guys that they like as much as we know that they do.
Yeah, I get all that.
Right?
It's Juan freaking Soto.
I understand that, but I just feel like it's very unrealistic.
That's why?
Well, because of the reasons I just said, I don't think that they're willing to part with what they have and as much of what they would have to get him.
Because they don't want to pay him? You get him for 2.5 years. You don't have to make that decision now. This is Chicago. Like, I feel like, having been up in Wisconsin, I look down at Chicago which is my home.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're like this little small sleepy town. There's just got a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like New York. They may be going after Juan Soto. Yankees and Mets.
Right.
Dodgers. We're the third biggest city in the freaking country.
Yeah.
And we act like we're Waukesha.
Yes, we do. What is that about?
I don't know.
Why do we do that? We do. You're exactly right.
Like, you should be looking going, man, Chicago, that's the big leagues, man.
Yes. Yes. But I don't think that anyone thinks that when they look at the White Sox.
Or the Cubs.
Well, not the Cubs now, no. But I think that there was a time not that long ago when you looked at the Cubs and you thought Wrigley Field and you thought all those things. You felt like it was bigger just a few years ago. But that changed rather quickly. But no one looks at the White Sox that way. Absolutely no one. No one. They are seen as a sleepy city team.
Right.
Which I don't like that moniker. I don't like that tagline.
There's a bar a block from my house.
Okay.
My wife is out of town. She was not with me on this trip. It was me and the dogs. had a few different buddies stop by.
Yeah.
Jesse and Chuck were up there. But other than that, it was me and my three dogs. That's it.
A lot of cap time.
A lot of cap time. He does not like sleeping alone. And I have my dogs in bed with me, but I'm talking about my wife.
Yeah.
But I walked down to this bar to get a drink. And I'm talking to this guy there. We're talking sports. And he said, you know, none of your teams are trying to win. Not one. What do you mean? He's like, I'm serious. He's from Wisconsin.
Okay.
He goes, name me a team that has pushed their chips all in and really is trying to win a championship. Okay. He goes, the White Sox? No.
No.
The Bulls? Status quo. Nice team. Okay. He goes, the Bears? Horrible.
Right.
The Cubs? That's an embarrassment. He goes, and your hockey team's a joke. And then I sat there. I'm having drinks.
What was your argument? There is no argument.
I said, well, the Bears are going to have $100 million. He goes, stop. I don't want to hear about cap space. He goes, every time there's a player available, the Rams go, we'll get him.
Right.
Like the cap doesn't exist. He said, Golden State? They're talking about getting Kevin Durant. Their payroll was all the expense. Shay, what was Golden State? $500 million?
I believe it's like $480 million right now.
With tax and everything else.
And yeah. Did you hear Joe Lacob last week? Bleck played it on their show. Joe Lacob said, I'll do anything it takes. All we want to do is win. We don't care. That's the most important thing. Winning. They don't care about anything else. They'll spend $500 million because that's all that matters.
I want winners.
There's never been an owner or a general manager in our city that has said those words out loud in that sentence.
And meant
it. Not ever. Not ever.
I'm looking
That's
for...
That's depressing.
For Bleck.
And someone from Wisconsin pointed this out?
Yeah, and like,
it's
I knew
too early
it.
On
it's
a Monday
just,
for me.
It's just like...
He's not wrong. That's
he's
what
not
makes
wrong.
Me mad.
And
yeah.
That's what made me mad.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
totally.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can't disagree with what he said. And you think about it, we think that we have this, oh my God, and I keep saying... Greatest sports town in America. Our teams suck.
No, what's funny is I say that all the time, too. I love being in a city where the fans care that much about their sports teams. Yes, because they're terrible. They're terrible. That's where we're at.
It's embarrassing. Here's the owner of the Golden State Warriors on what we're talking about.
The truth of the matter is I'm about only one thing my rest of my life, and that's winning and winning championships. Mm-hmm. I'm maniacal. It's all I care about. That's it. And we've done really well. We've won four in 8 years, which is incredible. We made six finals in 12 years, which, by the way, there was somebody else that did this as an owner, Jerry Buss. I look up to him. 33 years of ownership, 16 finals.
Wow.
So that 50% rate is a pretty – I don't know that we can continue that, but I'm sure as hell going to try. Right. That's my goal. That's my goal, is to have this team be great.
That has to be – saved and played daily. Name
yes.
one owner we've got that says that.
Not one. Not one.
One.
Not one.
Not one.
No, you not know, one is maniacal about winning.
You know
not
what
one.
We get?
Tell us what we get.
My board's frozen, JR.
Well, you're blaming me for it? Sorry.
This freaking board. Access denied.
Okay. You've been gone a week, Cap. It missed you, obviously.
Anyway.
I didn't want you to point out the fact that we have no owners who would be that adamant about, or GMs, that adamant about winning, that dedicated to winning.
I'm going to stay out of White Sox business.
That's what we get.
Yeah.
Stay out of White Sox business.
Yes.
Anyway. 312-332.
That's so frustrating that we hit that in the beginning of the show. Now I'm going to be mad about that.
Right.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
Lord.
It is sad. 312-332-3776. What's one move you want your White Sox to make at the deadline because they need to add on if they're serious about winning? Huge week. Two in Colorado. They're not a good team. Day off today, day off Thursday, and then Oakland comes here. They're not a good team.
Yeah.
While the Twins, I think, have two in Milwaukee, three in San Diego.
Well, good luck with that.
You have every chance.
Another opportunity.
To be two games back by the end of the week.
They're a 500 team, Cap. That's who they are.
You're correct. We'll take a quick time out. Be right back.
Cap. Cap. J-Hood. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Hope your morning's off to a good start with Dion Miller in for Hoodie. Enjoy your time, my man. I'm David Kaplan. Shay Norling's our executive producer. J.R. Strauss is the technical producer.
Or the other producer, as I've been known to be called.
The other producer.
That's better than not having a job.
It's also true. There you go.
Hey, did you see how gorgeous our city was this morning? I know we were just hating on our sports teams. What a gorgeous morning.
Driving in... It's so awesome to look at that.
It's so pretty.
Skyline.
With the sun coming up.
Yeah,
yes.
It was amazing.
We are not a sleepy town. No.
Just our teams
no.
are.
Push
they
back
stink.
On that. They
we
stink.
Stink. It's so sad. And what I was going to say is, so I'm going to play this again. This is the owner of Golden State. Have we ever had an owner talk like this?
The truth of the matter is, I'm about only one thing in my rest of my life, and that's winning and winning championships. I'm maniacal. It's all I care about. That's it. And we've done really well. We've won four in 8 years, which is incredible. We made six finals in 12 years, which, by the way, there was somebody else that did this as an owner, Jerry Buss. I look up to him. 33 years of ownership, 16 finals.
Wow.
So that 50% rate is a pretty, I don't know that we can continue that, but I'm sure as hell going to try.
Right.
That's my goal. That's my goal, is to have this team be great.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I mean, really? I mean, that's what we get.
Talk about buzzkill. Oh, my gosh.
Ryan and Matt are our football guys. I mean, that's what we get.
But what does that mean, George? That does not mean that they are all about winning and they'll win at all costs.
It's just sad. This is Chicago.
I know.
This isn't Kansas City or Detroit or some, you know, small, like middle-sized city. Charlotte.
I know it's not.
It's what we act like.
Yes. Why? Why? I'd like to get to the bottom of why we act like that.
Correct.
I don't understand it.
It's insane. Let's go to...
It is insane.
Let's go to Joe in Michigan City. Hey, Joe, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, guys. First thing about Chicago sports, I mean, you have one owner who owns two of the five sports teams, Jerry Reinsdorf.
And he's won more than anybody here.
Yeah. So here's how I look at it. On the West Coast, I feel like they are desperate to do that because otherwise there will be no fans at all to show up. Because on the West Coast, you have so many options to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have surfboarding, you have all of these cool activities to do. And if the Lakers are losing, why even go? If the Clippers are losing, why even go? Now, when the Rams left St. Louis to go to L.A., obviously they're saying, you know, F those draft picks because we understand in this market, we have a brand new stadium that we want to succeed in, and this is what it takes. In Chicago, I mean, the fans are so loyal, which we are, but sometimes it could be.
Yeah, but I don't and appreciate your call, Joe. He's not saying that because they have to get fan support. He puts his money where it is.
Right.
$490 million or whatever.
Right. But they've tasted that winning. They know what it feels like to consistently win, and they don't want to be the ones to drop that ball.
Correct.
Where we don't know what that feels like. The
Correct.
Closest that we've had in the last 10 years was the Blackhawks. Winning consistently like that,
Correct.
Right?
And the Cubs went to five out of six years playoff, three straight NLCS, and a World Series.
And a World Series.
And then they rebuild again.
Right. I mean, tear it down. We're still tearing it down. The dust is still flying out of Wrigley.
Here's the question. Will we play the breaking news sounder today, tomorrow, at any point this week on this show to announce a Cubs trade? I would say the chances are very
high.
Week? Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it will happen until they're back on the road. I think that they will not. It won't happen the next 2 days when they're home. They will wait.
Why?
Because
they traded Rizzo when they were at home.
Were they at home?
Yeah, they got them all off the bus.
Oh, that's right.
They were on the bus in the parking lot, and
all right, never
said
mind.
They came on and said, "Hey, guys, Rizzo just got traded. You got to come off the bus."
And the next thing you know, they're trading Bryant.
I know.
And Javi. What is it? 7, 8, 9 guys last year.
Yeah. It was a bloodbath.
Bloodbath.
Yeah, that was bad.
I was on the phone with Rizzo's agent.
No way.
He's a good friend of mine, Mark Pollock.
Okay.
We are on the phone. The trade deadline has 15 minutes to go. And he's like, yeah, I haven't heard from Jed or anybody there. He goes, so I'm assuming we're good. He said, he goes, I would know. It's 15 minutes to the deadline. I would know. And we're talking and we're talking. And I said, are you guys going to try and get some kind of contract done? Are you going to go back to them? He's like, oh, we'll see what happens. And he keeps talking. Now there's like 10 minutes to the deadline. And I said, Mark, you need to, are you on Twitter? He's like, I got it here. I haven't really, why? I go, John Heyman just said, Anthony just got traded. What?
No way.
Oh my God, Buster only just, Rosenthal saying it. He's like, oh my God, it's Jed Hoyer. I got to go. And he hung up. And that was the end of it.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow. I don't remember players from other teams being traded that were as emotional as Rizzo and Bryant and Javi were about being traded. Do you? Like, do you remember? Have you seen, I mean, actual tears from guys like those three had?
No.
Right? So then what? Wow. I know. And we've discussed at length about the fact that those three have not exactly. Well, Rizzo has been most consistent of those three this season. Chris Bryant is a forgotten man in Colorado. Like,
correct.
Forgotten.
Correct.
So, and Javi is.
You better stay forgotten from a White Sox perspective.
No doubt. And Javi hasn't done what they are paying him to do.
No, Shea is he's wearing a Tiger hat now.
Yeah.
Would the Tigers redo the Javi deal if they could get out of it?
No, because they're cheap bastards. That's why. That's why they got Javi so they could pretend to spend money. That's why. Yeah, I know he's making real money, but I'm saying like they didn't get Carlos Correa. They didn't get Corey Seager. They didn't get Semien, even though Semien's having a down year.
I don't care about that. Would they give him back if they could get out of the deal?
Probably.
He's having a bad
year.
Does he want the Cubs to pick up all of his money? Yeah, they would.
Crazy.
But what he just said about Detroit is, I mean, Detroit is... Is that city? Is that city
that
doesn't?
Right.
I know. That's what I was just going to say.
That's what I was just going to say too, Dion. Because I was bringing that up to say that's the way these teams in this town act, and they shouldn't act like that.
They shouldn't.
Freaking Chicago, man.
We need.
I don't think it's acceptable that Detroit acts that way. It's completely unacceptable that Chicago does.
Here's Austin in Davenport. Hey, Austin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Hey, that's crazy details about that Rizzo trade. And you'd be on the phone. That was nuts.
You're nuts.
I can't believe that's how that went down. But you guys have to talk Chicago sports all the time. So you have to find stuff to talk about. I mean, what's the most important thing going on in Chicago sports right now? What is it? Is it the Bears moving to Arlington Heights? Is that what it is? I'll let you guys discuss. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, man.
Austin.
That's an interesting question.
What is? That's a really interesting question.
Okay, the Blackhawks are irrelevant right now.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
They're a tough conversation, so yeah.
I mean, their freaking awesome announcer just left.
Right.
Okay, the Bulls, yeah, I think they could be good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're winning the title.
No, I don't either.
The White Sox, they're 500, as you put it. The Cubs, stop. So... And the Bears are going to be horrible on the field, but they might build a palace in Arlington. That might be the most exciting thing of the five. I'm not talking about the Sky or college. Those five teams.
What about the development of a potential franchise quarterback? What about that? Isn't that exciting?
Here's what having to go out there and watch it all happen starting tomorrow, That is the start of what's exciting about the season, for sure. But what you just said about that, what could it be the most exciting thing that they might build a stadium and they might do this? Well, yeah, it's still a maybe because we don't believe they're going to do that. We don't believe they're going to set their team up for success that way.
Well, because I just think that they'll find a way to screw it up.
Of course.
Because they're
the
Bears.
That's the track record.
Right.
And they're acting like a small market team. And they always have.
312-332-3776. Mayor Lightfoot is expected to make a sports announcement today, according to Cranes. Wow.
I'm already giggling. That's not good.
We'll get into all of that
next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hood.
With Dion Miller, who's in for Hoodie. Hoodie is back on Thursday. I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776. One correction. It was the day before the deadline when I talked to Rizzo's agent.
Okay.
Day before. Just sent me a DM, said he got traded the day before. Bryant went the next day. They were
in Milwaukee?
They were somewhere on the road because he got emotional in the dugout.
I can see the visual when he hugged the coach and he was crying.
Correct.
So where were they? I don't remember.
Correct. So it was the day before, but I was on the phone with Mark Pollock. He's like, I got to go. Like, what?
That is crazy.
Gone. So
crazy.
Just to be clear. Also, my friend Jimmy C. just sent me a tweet and said, it's all about ownership. He said, okay, Chicago's bigger than Wisconsin.
Yes.
Packers greater than Bears. Brewers greater than Cubs. Bucks greater
than Bulls. Yeah, correct.
It's about being committed to winning.
Yes. Why are they not?
I don't know.
Is it because we're not forcing them to be? They know that fans will show up no matter what?
Maybe.
I mean, they will.
Correct.
I don't know. Now I'm fired up.
It is what it is.
Oh, but it bothers me. I don't like it.
Correct.
I mean, this is our job, Cap. I want to talk about winners. People always say, oh, are you a fan of the teams you cover? Look, our jobs are exponentially better when everybody's winning.
Yes.
I want everybody to win.
I want winners.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I want winners.
Completely agree. Okay, so Mayor Lightfoot is expected to announce her Soldier Field plans today.
Okay.
That's according to my friends at ABC7.
Yeah, of course.
Mayor Lightfoot will hold a press conference at Soldier Field on Monday as the Bears continue to say they are considering moving to the site of the old Arlington Park racecourse. Bears are wanting to build a new cutting-edge venue. Lightfoot, however, is hoping to convince the team to stay in the city by proposing a dome on Soldier Field. That would open up the stadium for more events year-round. Another option, according to Cranes, would be to let the Bears go and somewhat improve the facility for its other major tenant, Chicago Fire FC, and other potential users. Okay, I am not blasting Chicago Fire FC.
I'm not either.
But there are 9,000 people that go to the games, and maybe I'm being kind.
Yeah. They close the upper deck.
Okay.
Quick shout out, though. They have just won 3 matches in a row for the first time in 5 years. So,
okay.
But again, this is a reflection of why the fact that people aren't going.
Okay. Again, this is not a shot at the Fire, so please don't take it that way. If you go to the Fire games, I'm happy that you have a good time.
Yes.
$2 billion dome? $2 billion?
No.
Is absolutely what they're saying it's going to cost. For a soccer team in the MLS team and whatever else we can attract. Stop.
You can't just put a lid on it and expect it to be the state-of-the-art stadium that they need.
It's a dump.
Yes.
And a dome on top of a dump is a domed dump.
That's what it is. So I say, instead of that, take off the metal on top of it and restore it to the war memorial that it is and the beautiful pillars around and make it look like that. If it's not going to host an NFL team, then there's no reason to upgrade it to that length, to the tune of $2 billion.
Right. And apparently they want to have some type of a Disney-type feel hotel.
Oh my gosh, hanging up now. I don't even want to have this conversation.
Like it's
what?
It's literally a joke.
That is a joke. Say that again. A Disney type.
We would like to have a hotel outside the stadium
that has a Disney-type feel.
Okay, so has Mayor Lightfoot ever, like, driven in on game day and felt that congestion?
She's a season ticket holder.
I mean, that none of that would work there. None of it. It would destroy the beauty of what is that whole area, museum campus, all of it. It would destroy it.
I'm just blown away by what I hear.
Yes. And the only reason they're even having this conversation, Cap, is because the Bears are threatening to move. But they, why can't the Bears just say, you know what, we're going? Why do we have to just, why does it have to be some sort of a threat and still a discussion? Like, just say, we're going to do this. Get out of our way. Well, that is what a winning franchise would do.
Correct. Now, they have, to their credit, said the only plan we're looking at right now is Arlington Heights. But Mayor Lightfoot said that she compared what she's proposing to Jerry World in Dallas. Are you kidding me?
There isn't enough space there to do Jerry World.
There isn't.
There isn't.
I don't get it.
Don't forget the floating, what did she propose? Floating pontoons of stands or something?
Floating pavilions.
Pavilions, thank you, yes.
Right, and then one part of the proposal reportedly was going to have Burnham Harbor covered over to make that for parking. So your friends of the parks are going to allow you to fill in a harbor? That's never going to happen.
Why not put a plane, have fans in a plane that just hovers over the stadium and watch it up there? I mean, throw anything out there. This is all crazy talk.
Crazy talk.
It's crazy talk.
Where is she getting $2 billion?
I'm sorry.
We
I'm
don't
done.
Pay our teachers enough.
No.
We don't pay our police enough. We don't pay our fire enough. We can't get our city to have security. We have a lot of issues in this city.
But my taxes are through the roof. I'll just confirm.
Are you a Chicago resident?
I am. I am.
There you
and
go.
I'm proud of it. I wanted my address to be Chicago, but it is a little outrageous. And when I hear $2 billion for something on the lakefront, that all I think is, what, how much is that going to cost me? And I live 15 miles away. And it's still going to cost me a ton of money.
312-332-3776. Eddie, what's going on, Sparky?
Hey, how you guys doing? When is there the decision from the Chicago Bears that come out? Is there a time frame to say we are going to Arlington Park's old site and building a new stadium? And all this other stuff will just go away, where she's coming up with these, I mean, the NASCAR thing's just beyond what I can even think about. She's going to be running cars down over there, fixing streets that should be fixed before, so the citizens of Chicago can go on, drive on nice streets, not because some event's coming on there. Is there an official date where they will come out, or are they going to wait till after the election?
Is she going to win?
That's a very good question.
I don't know. Who's even running that. I know who the candidates are.
Right.
But I don't know if there's anyone there that can beat her. Eddie, I got to think. The Bears said by the end of the year, they would hope to have a decision on exercising the purchase on that land for $189 million, I think they paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So by the end of the year.
I wonder if we look at like properties being bought up around Arlington Heights, you know, like commercial places, even Luminati, you know, right over there by a new stadium and everything. If we look into that and see that there's a lot of people just buying into it, maybe there's the clues of it's 100% going to happen. But that's just my thought on it.
Yeah, I'll be shocked if it doesn't happen. Eddie, have a good day and a good week, man. I'll be shocked if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Shocked. It makes too much sense.
It makes too much sense. But I'm with Eddie. I want to hear them say with conviction.
Yes, that this we are is breaking with, ground yes, on this day.
Yes, yes.
We've got contractors.
Mayor
we've got
Lightfoot,
an architect.
We appreciate your very comical efforts.
But we're out.
For those reasons, we are out. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I would like to hear that.
Like, you can't tell me there are truly people out there that are mad if they go to Arlington Heights.
No, you can't be. It's going to be a better fan experience, top to bottom.
From the moment you
get off the exit, you're going to be like, look at this. Free and easy. Everybody's moving.
You park indoors.
I mean, it's...
You leave your coat in the car. I mean, come on.
In December, life-changing.
Indianapolis has a dome.
I know.
Detroit has a dome.
We operate.
Minneapolis has a dome.
I know. Look, freezing your butt off, sitting outside in the snow is not a source of pride, people. Like, that's not something to be proud of.
The dude in the Carhartt right there, that guy, Shay Norling, he's like, hey, the game should be played outside.
Stop. Oh, stop it. If you can make it a pleasant experience, why wouldn't you?
Correct. Cap, he's been traumatized by the Lions his entire life. Give him a break.
That's a good point. However, he believes the game should be played outside. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just dumb.
There is, as a sideline reporter, there is something to be said for a roof and controlled temperatures.
Yes.
I mean, do you know how hard it is to, like, think about what you're going to say when you can't feel your actual lips?
About what you have to wear.
Oh, my gosh. And your feet are frozen. I have such admiration for the Bears sideline reporters and radio guys. Like, I just can't even. Walking up and down the sidelines in so many layers that you're, like, waddling.
It's frozen.
Because you're so cold.
All right, 312-332-3776.
Are we truly like a minor league city that just happens to have 7 million people in our general area?
I hate that question. I don't want to answer.
But that's the truth.
I know.
Be right back.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Welcome back. Cap J Hood Show, ESPN 1000. Good to be back in the studio. Hoodie will be back on Thursday. Dion is in for Hoodie. Dion Miller, ABC 7 and ESPN 1000.
Our in-between, our breaks conversations could be a show in and of themselves, right? Yeah.
They could.
I know, which is fun. I like that we have this little,
and
like,
so just a couple of girls catching up, talking about shoes.
That's it.
That's right.
So Zetterman is in his luxury vehicle right now, our boss, Danny, going, well, then bring that to the air.
Oh, right, he is.
That's,
I don't know if we want to.
That's Danny. That is Danny.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will. We'll see.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Jeff in Skokie. Hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
What's going on, Cap? I called in a couple weeks ago, and I made a couple of these points, but it's like, I don't know if you kind of just ignored it and glossed over it, but you keep on, you know, you talk about first-class organizations and stuff, and you keep on bringing up the Cubs about how they don't spend money, and I get it. They haven't been recently, but don't act like they never did. Like, they gave you $125 million. Huh?
I'm not saying that they never did. What I'm saying is to rebuild and tear it to the studs twice in a decade, name me the last time the St. Louis Cardinals ever rebuilt. That's St. Louis.
Well, the Cardinals are like the Rays. They know how to draft and develop, unlike the White Sox and Cubs. These two teams in Chicago don't draft very well and don't develop the whole lot of talent. You know, you get some pitchers in the Sox, but other than that, a lot of the guys that they got playing for them right now are guys that they acquired in trades. It's the White Sox, at least when the Cubs were good, they were paying people. There were guys. They would go out there and try to get the top name guy that they could possibly get to try to help the team. The White Sox never do that. And you keep on, and you brought it up a couple of weeks ago. Well, they're seventh in payroll. It's like, that's just a tag that they can slap on them on there and sugarcoat what really goes on. They don't really spend. They're not really seventh in baseball in spending. Maybe this year they are. But that's only because they're paying guys like Yasmani Grandal and Dallas Keuchel $17 million a year. You know how you end up with guys like that on your team, on crap contracts, players that fizzle out very quickly? It's because you don't go after the A-list guys ever. You never once go after those first-tier guys. So you end up with the second, third, and fourth-tier guys every single year. And you end up having to recycle and redo the same spare parts. Find guys to fill on your roster because you won't go after the top guys possible to spend. The White Sox, I get it. They're not the Dodgers in revenue. But why is it that the Padres can continuously go after big-time players, but the White Sox cannot? It doesn't make any sense. Why are the Cardinals consistently able to get Nolan Arenado and now in the Juan Soto sweepstakes, but the White Sox can never, not one?
I don't disagree with you there.
I know, Jeff.
Now, again, they are, what, $207 million in total spending this year? What are they? What did you say, seventh? I think they're sixth, but You are correct.
You're right.
Their window to win is right now, and the fact that they came into this season and did not make a major addition to fix their team, that's on them.
That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, appreciate the call, Jeff. He makes valid points.
He does. And I just love that they don't spend real money. That's true. It feels like they say all the right. Even the White Sox. It's like, well, we had an offer on the table for a Manny Machado. We had, but it wasn't real, right? Do you know what I mean?
We offered $250. He got $300.
Right. It wasn't real
that
money.
That was like when Annie McPhail. Remember Annie McPhail ran the Cubs, and he said we were in there on the Mike Hampton sweepstakes. He signed for whatever with Colorado. The Cubs were like $30 million short.
Yeah.
Well, we made an offer. Well, yeah.
Not a real
guess
one.
What? That isn't a real offer.
Right.
Correct. If you said he signed for 125, we offered the same thing and he picked them. Okay.
Right.
That's a different thing.
Right.
Let's go to James in Gurnee. Hey, James. What's up, man?
Good morning, James.
Nice job. Good morning, guys. Nice job, Dion. Hey, Cappy. Welcome back. I don't make fun of the listeners because it's just opinionated. So, but that's the whole point. The whole point is they don't draft well. They don't spend well. That's the first-class organization. I don't agree with you all the time, Cap, but you're right. That's the whole point. That small market teams that draft well and make good decisions, that's the point that we don't do for years on any level.
Mm-hmm.
Any level with the Cubs, the Whites. The Blackhawks did it for a little while, but that's the point. I understand what he's saying, but the point, to me, the whole point is that they don't draft well. They don't spend well. They don't spend right. That's the point. That's what makes a first-class organization like a small market St. Louis and a small market Rays. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point that everyone's missing is like trauma. It's like we're so traumatized with our sports that we're making excuses. The point of the matter is that they don't draft well. They don't spend right. And they don't make the right moves. That's the point of a first-class organization, whether it's a big market like L.A., just turning out players and turning them out. It's ridiculous. Or a small market team like the Rays that are always competitive because they are a first-class organization that makes decisions from the bottom all the way through the top.
Thanks,
James.
Point.
Take that. Love you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great
week. You too, James. That was a great call. He's right, though, in the way that they even carry themselves. I was just thinking about that. And most intimidating team in baseball. Yankees, right?
Yeah.
Like the most intimidating uniform. I don't care. I don't know your name. You have a Yankees uniform on. I am going to stand up and be like, oh, excuse me, let me move out of your way.
That guy's a Yankee.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what is that about? Same with LA. We were just there for the All-Star game. It was like the Dodgers, you know? Like, it was a big deal. We're right, city-wise, right behind that. But we act like we're not.
Correct. That's my whole frustration level as I was away. I'm just looking at it going, oh, Mookie Betts is going to get moved. Dodgers, we got $400 million for you.
Yes.
It's just single time there's a big-name player out there, we're never in there.
That's because those are organizations that have owners that say things like the Golden State guy, that are going to win at all costs, be maniacal about winning. We don't have anyone who's maniacal about winning, except maybe fans. Who can't do anything about the fact that their teams don't do that stuff.
312-332-3776. Justin's next. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Cap. Dion, appreciate y'all taking my call. Cap, I hope you had a good vacation.
That was great.
I've been wanting to weigh in on this topic for a long time. Cap, you know I've been calling you all for a while, you and Hoodie. And I had this conversation about the Bulls with the playoffs. I've been saying this. That each team in the city, they always try to do just enough to get by, but it's never just enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. When you play who was the owner for Golden State that said he'll do whatever it at all costs?
Joe
we'll never
Lacob.
Get ownership like that.
Joe Lacob.
I'm sorry. Yes, I've been saying this forever, and it just keeps repeating itself. But I keep proving myself right. You look at the White Sox; they don't want to spend money. Look what's going on with the Cubs. Look what's going on with the Blackhawks. All I've ever said, I've told you this, Cap, on Twitter, all our teams do is just bank off of hope. Hope, 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 hope. Hope ain't working because we're all in the same position every year, always on the outside looking in. Why is it that us as fans know the moves that need to be made, but the ownership don't know what to do?
Well, they know. And, Justin, thanks, man. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon. They know, they just don't want to spend what the cost. Like, Juan Soto's 23 years of age.
That's insane.
They call him the next Ted Williams.
Wow.
Okay, when his name is out there, why are neither of our teams even mentioned? Well, the Cubs don't have the prospect cap to move it.
Okay. Then find him.
Then find it, right.
Go acquire whatever it is. Or if the next guy hits the market, he's a free, we're not going to get outbid.
Right.
23 years, we're getting that guy.
Refuse to be outbid. Just once.
Like, if he stands up there and says, yeah, Chicago made a great run, but I wanted to be a Yankee. Okay, there's nothing I can do.
No.
To get the next guy. But every time there's this big name guy, Kevin Durant's reportedly getting moved. Do you hear the Bulls? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's excuse. There's reasons. We don't have the cap room. We don't have the process. Okay, there's always something.
There's always some reason why they can't, and there isn't that, like, that commitment to saying we are not going to get outbid.
The truth of the matter is, I'm about only one thing in my rest of my life, and that's winning and winning championships.
That's it. That's the owner of the Golden State Warriors right there. That's all I'm into. All right, 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot is coming up in 2 minutes. Watch us today and every day on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN 1000 Chicago.